You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel and Chocolates for Heroes, and it's another beautiful day in the Jewish state, and I want to say thank you to America's Web Radio, who brings you the truth about what's happening in the U.S., and now it's an honor to have Insight to Israel co-joining with America's Web Radio and bringing you the truth about what's happening at Ground Zero, the Jewish state of Israel, what's happening here and also around the world. And I want to say, David, thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome, Michael. We're running a little bit late, so get her going.
So just to give you an update, first of all, as many of you may or may not know, Israel was the first country to impose the strictest lockdowns starting in 2001, or 2000, and, excuse me, 2020. And on top of that, Israel was also the first country to sign a contract with the international pharmaceutical company Pfizer. Now, interestingly enough, that contract was covered up for 30 years. Insight to Israel is actually, if you go to our Facebook page, Insight to Israel, working in conjunction with America's Web Radio, we have actually, in many of our interviews, we have posted a link to that contract with Pfizer right off the government website. And so Israel was the first to sign a contract. Israel was the first to start injections. As a matter of fact, in Davos, Switzerland, where the World Economic Forum has their meeting every year of all the big tech companies, the multimillionaires and billionaires, and world leaders, the former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that Israel will be the test case for the nations when it comes to the effectiveness and the safety of the mRNA injections. We don't call them vaccines because if you even study the most liberal international medical definition of a vaccine, these current injections do not qualify anywhere close to being called a vaccine. So Israel was the first to do it, and part of the reason, one of the main reasons for that was because Israel has the most advanced system of medical technology when it comes to everybody in the country, the majority of people in this country that are Israeli Jewish citizens, even though there are Arab citizens, the majority of them are on an electronic file. And those files can be transferred. So basically what Israel did was, okay, you give us a discount on the injections, and we'll give you the information or the results of those injections to you on each one of our citizens. So that's pretty much how that went down. Now, the government spent billions of dollars, American, that's in U.S. currency, that's not in shekels, spent billions of dollars on these Pfizer injections. And when they were introduced, obviously, they said that the effectiveness of the first injection is 98% effective. And then they added to that that effectiveness will pretty much give you 100% when you take the second injection. Since then, that effectiveness allegedly has worn off and gone down to 50%, which brought about the need for them to promote the booster shot. At that same time, they wanted to promote the booster shot. All of a sudden, the variant came along. Which combined with propaganda from the media paid off by the government, from the doctors paid off by the government. This has been proven. And also from the Corona panel that advises the government. There are eight panelists on the coronavirus advisory panel that update the government on what the restrictions should be, should there be a mask mandate, should they lower the restrictions, so on and so forth. Four of those panelists are actually currently paid advisors of Pfizer. That makes it very interesting. So right now, where we are in Israel is we're at the booster shot. The problem is that they're having a hard time getting people to take it. There's 9 million Israeli citizens. That's a combination of Jews and Arabs both, plus whoever else in there from a different ethnicity that happens to be a citizen. But for the most part, they're Jewish. They're having a hard time getting people to take the third booster shot. There's about 3 million that have taken it. Now, what's happened is the government has said, if you don't take the third booster shot come the end of October, which we're at that place now, it's actually started last week, if you don't take the third booster shot, then you lose all of your green passport privileges. Now, they call them privileges. They're actually human rights, but you lose all your green passport privileges. And so there, out of the 3 million people, there was actually a run to take the third injection. Now, again, only 3 million have taken it, and there's a reason for that, and we'll get to that. What happened last week, this past week, was so many people, because what they're trying to do is, if you, on your what they call the green passport, which is actually an application on your phone, you download it, and when you go to a restaurant, you go to a coffee shop, you go to the theater, you go to the mall, okay, you open up that application, and it simply shows that you've been vaccinated. Now, let me tell you, give you a rundown on what the unvaccinated or the uninjected are not allowed to do. The only thing that we can do is we can ride public transportation, and we can travel and go to the grocery store. Now, there is still an indoor mask mandate. Imagine that. You've got people that have had the second injection and the third injection, and yet still there's an indoor mask mandate. That mask mandate is enforced by the police. I'll give you a case in point. I work with a human rights attorney. There are several human rights attorneys that are fighting against the mandates, against the forced injection, so on and so forth. One of the attorneys, one of the human rights attorneys here in Israel that I interview regularly, which I will do this Thursday, his office building, basically you could say, was raided by about a dozen police officers going from floor to floor to floor in about a 10-story office building, making sure everyone was wearing their mask. If you can imagine what that scenario must look like, to make sure everyone was wearing a mask. This country is as secure as communist China. There are cameras everywhere, and mainly in the big cities. So these cameras are used to actually, especially on your main streets where have all your stores, they use those cameras to see whether or not the shopkeepers, the store owners, grocery store, clothing store, what have you, are enforcing the mask mandate inside. And there are police officers that will walk to a cafe, walk to a restaurant, walk inside of a grocery store, and make sure people are wearing masks. If they're not wearing a mask, they will give a $150 fine to the person not wearing their mask. Now, $150 would be around 500 shekels. They will give a ticket to the person not wearing the mask, and a 5,000 shekel fine to the person that owns the store. So that's how strict they are on the mask wearing in closed places. Now, getting back to the third injection, so you only have about 3 million people, according to the government, that have taken it. So what they're trying to do is, last week they tried to transition from the green passport showing your vaccination status to a QR code. What happened was, as they were trying to transition, so many people were going on, logging on, to change over to the QR code that it crashed the system. And so therefore they put off the QR code, and so all the people that were going to lose their job, and they're losing their jobs here. They're losing their jobs. Companies, not the government, companies are firing people because they will not take the injection in general, and B, if they don't take the third one. So they had to put the QR code on hold. Now, what's interesting is the foreign media, I'm talking to my contacts in Europe, and it's being reported that Israel did away with the green passport. That's how they're reporting it. And so therefore, the injections didn't work, which is not the truth, because no matter what happens, the government continues to push, promote folks. It's a constant media, social bombardment and shaming of those who will not only take the first two, but they won't take the third. It's unbelievable, the public pressure here. It's thick in the air. You can cut it with a knife. I'll give you a case in point. There's a woman that we're going to interview sometime this week, that currently in her job, now she's not taking the injection at all, but because she's a big manager, it's going to be very hard to replace her because of her longevity with the company and her experience, because you have to train someone. It costs money, and she's very successful in her job. She's contracted by the government. So they came to her and said, now, This is just starting just this week, okay? This is not something they've had in play in the past. So allegedly, if Corona is as bad as what they say it is, not only should she have not only gotten Corona again because she's had it the first time, but she should be giving it, because she can be asymptomatic, she should be giving it to her coworkers, because people that are still that have injected are still getting Corona. The excuse they're making is, no, you can still get it, but it's not as bad. You won't die. When this whole thing started back in the beginning of the year, they said, no, everyone take the injection and we'll be done with Corona. Well, obviously that wasn't the truth. But what they've done to her is, now they've come to her and said, you need to take the PCR test every single day. And on top of that, you can no longer ride the elevator. You have to take the stairs. You can't be in the cafeteria eating with all the people that have been injected. We're going to set up a separate bathroom for you. And in your little coffee space in your office, we have to separate you from everyone else. Now, can you imagine that? What kind of social pressure that brings to accuse someone of being diseased until they proved otherwise. They have no symptoms. They're being told you could be asymptomatic and carry the coronavirus and kill someone or make them sick and make them lose work, make all of us go in quarantine. So that's the social pressure that's happening here. Now, let me add to that by saying, I went to a coffee shop the other day. I did a live video on Facebook. I went to a coffee shop the other day, and I sat down outside, and they told me, They said, we need to see your green passport. I said, excuse me? You need to see my green passport. I said, when was the last time you had syphilis, gonorrhea, your blood levels checked for diabetes? Why are you asking me my personal, private medical condition? That's none of your business. No, sir, we can't serve you until we see the green passport. Now, imagine I'm sitting outside, and there's only three other people out there. So I turned on my cell phone. I did a live video on Facebook, and I literally had people sitting outside in the coffee shop telling me that I need to leave. Now, I sat there, and I got into a big debate. Listen, folks, this is not for me. You have to understand, Israel's come a long way. We're a lot farther than the U.S. The only thing that's protected the U.S. is your United States Constitution. And if you take that lightly, if you neglect that, you will lose everything, folks. You already see what's happening right now in the U.S. But in Israel, it's 10 times worse. It's 15, 20 times worse. So I got in a big, I was doing a rant. I was ranting and raving about how the Jewish state has become the Nazi state. And why do I say that? Because we are living in, and Israeli Jews that are being persecuted because they will not take this injection. They are considered diseased. They're outcasts in society. They're ostracized. They're being blamed, as the media lies about the number of corona patients in the hospital. As a matter of fact, it's been shown and proven there are more people in the hospital that allegedly have corona that have been injected than those that are not. So this is the propaganda smear campaign against those who refuse to submit to government demands. And so I went on this rant and rave, and it's funny because I sat there and no one told me to leave. There was one guy that said, no, you need to leave here. You're causing a problem. He didn't tell me he wanted me to leave because I could be infected with corona. He said, you're too loud and causing a problem. Well, when you tell me that, and I've had my human rights taken away from me, I am not going to be quiet very easily. And I call this the Nazi state. In 1930s Nazi Germany, this is what they did to the Jews. You have to show your papers. You can't go here. You can't go there. You can't sit down here. You can't use this park bench. You can't use this restaurant. Jews are diseased. They have the vermin of rats. And that's the same thing happening now today, folks. The same propaganda machine.
We need to take a
break. You still with me?
Yeah, Mike, we need to take a break.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Rick White, and I'm the director of the Georgia Military Veterans Hall of Fame. I want to encourage all Georgia veterans to consider being nominated to the Georgia Military Veterans Hall of Fame. And if you are a Georgia veteran, and the definition of a Georgia veteran is either you were born in the state of Georgia, or you've lived here 10 years, or you were raised your right hand, joined the military in this state, you are considered a Georgia veteran. For further information, go to www.gmbhof.org, or you can contact me at 678-427-0915. We'd love to have your nomination for the Georgia Military Veterans Hall of Fame. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Rocky Blair, former four-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Vietnam veteran. As a board member, I'd like to talk to you about Warriors to Citizen, a nonprofit organization that helps American heroes, soldiers, police, fire, EMT, and their families recover from the psychological harm caused by career-induced stress. Over the last 20 years, broken relationships have been a major causal factor for the highest documented divorce rate and resulting suicides in this population. This program, From Warriors to Citizen, is delivered free to families by professionals, all whom served in uniform and understand the needs to be addressed. I ask for your support. So please, go to our website, warriorstocitizen.org, and find out how you can help, either by making a donation or sharing this information with an American hero that you may know. And thank you.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel and America's Web Radio. And I want to say thank you to David Moxley and everyone at America's Web Radio for allowing us to bring you the truth about what is happening in Israel on the ground. Just to pick up with what I was saying before the break, no one in that coffee shop told me to leave because they felt like I was diseased. The manager didn't ask me to leave the coffee shop because I couldn't show my green passport. They allowed me to sit there for about 10 minutes, and then I just packed up and went. Now, I took my camera with me. I was still doing a live video on Facebook. All of a sudden, two women walking in front of me. I didn't get them on camera because most Israelis don't want to be on camera because they live in fear here in this country. Two women were walking in front of me, and they said, "Everything you said was absolutely correct." And I said, "Really? It was absolutely correct? And I want to say thank you for saying that." So I started by asking them, "Did you take the injection?" And they said, "Yes, everyone's taking the injection." Now, it turns out it was a mother and her daughter. The daughter probably was in her 40s, and the mother was in her, you know, mid-late 60s. And the daughter said, "Yes, everybody's taking the injection." I said, "Really?" I said, "You know, about 2 million Jews have not taken this injection." She said, "I understand that." She goes, I said, "So do you know what's in it?" And then I changed the question. I said, "Let me ask you, should people lose their ability not only to work but to provide for their families because they won't take the injection?" And she said, "Absolutely not." And I said, "Well, should I be restricted to go into any public place because I haven't taken the injection?" She goes, "Absolutely not." I said, "Well, these guys back in this coffee shop refused to serve me, even though I was sitting outside, because I didn't have the injection." And she was shocked. Now, this you have to understand, if you've taken this, to some degree you have a normal life, but there are still restrictions, even though they took it. But they seemingly have a normal life. And again, they are free to do a lot of things. Where I, as someone who's not injected myself and other Israelis, we're very restricted in this country, very restricted. And once you've taken the injection, you are no longer bothered or feel the pressure, the social pressure, the media pressure, the government pressure. So obviously things are a bit distinctly different for you if you've taken the injection than if you haven't. So when I told her, she was shocked. I said, "Why should you be shocked? You know, this is what the government said they were going to do, and they're actually doing it, is putting these restrictions on." I said, "I've even gone up and down the street to all the coffee shops and done videos on how I am refused to be served because I haven't submitted to the government and taken the injection. And I don't have the green passport." Anyway, her mother said, "Listen, I took it, and I've never been the same. I've never been the same." And folks, this is a theme that is happening throughout this country, from a portion of the country. What the percentage is, I don't know. I can only tell you the people I've talked to. Now, look. So she told me, she goes, "Look, I took three." Her daughter said, "Yeah, my mother took three. She took number three. She was in the hospital for 2 weeks. The doctors can't even tell her what's wrong with her. And so now she's never been the same." And she goes, "I took two, and I don't feel like my health is the same. I have low energy. It's very hard for me on certain days to move around, and I'm not going to take number three." And now they're going to introduce number four come December. That's what they're estimating, around December, that they're going to issue number four. We'll see what happens, because again, a lot of people don't want to take number three. And so she said, "I don't want my mother to take it, to take number four when they offer it, and I will not take number three. And everything you're saying is right about what's happening here and the discrimination against people that won't take the injection, and how we have been given a propaganda scheme to pressure us into putting something into our body that we don't want to put. And it was very shocking to hear such honest testimony from two women off the street. But see, I would have never gotten that information had I not stood up for my rights, my God-given human rights, in a public space. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, do not fear what they will ever do to you. Do not fear the government. Do not fear the police. That will listen, they're doing it in other countries, folks. Listen, the police here, they are barbarians, the Israeli police. They're barbarians. I mean, this country has problems with child molesters and the mafia and drugs and everything else, but yet they will literally beat you up in a public place for not wearing your mask the right way. If you refuse to comply, they beat up children. Folks, I'm not even exaggerating. There have been videos, and we've shown videos on Insight to Israel to prove it. It's unbelievable what's happening here, because this is ground zero. The world is looking at Israel. The governments are, the media is, and whatever the government says happens here is supposed to be the God-honest truth, and it's not the truth. It's not. There have been thousands of people. The Ministry of Health here has not released the numbers for the damaged and the dead, and we actually have a video, which I'm going to send to America's Web Radio for them, and I would encourage them to download it, with the testimonies in Hebrew of Israeli Jews that have been damaged by this injection, and it has English subtitles. And I would encourage them to help be a mouthpiece for the Israeli Jews that have been done an injustice, as the government and the manufacturer are not responsible for any damage or death caused by these injections, by the Pfizer injection. Along with those two ladies testifying as to what they've been through, I actually had another young man who's a PhD student, and the truth he spoke about what's not only what's happening here, but by the propaganda machine talking about what actually exists inside of the Pfizer injection. That video went a long way. As a matter of fact, we also have an interview that we did with, we're doing a series of interviews called Jews in Exile. They're Israeli Jews that have felt this pressure to take this injection. They've lost their jobs, and they fled the Jewish state. And let me say this. There are countries, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, countries like that are wide open. No mask mandates, no forced injections, none of that. Now, it's not that the government doesn't want it, but the people have fought back and kept the government from enforcing it on them. And these are interviews we've done from people with people from these countries to talk about how the people are fighting back. And listen, it's not like the United States. They don't have
break.
They don't have any kind of self-defense like we have in the U.S., if you know what I mean, if I can put it that way over the phone. They don't have weapons. But what they do have is the masses compared to the few. And they are taking a stand.
Right.
And so that's why many Jews are fleeing Israel to go to Europe. So it's very interesting. So I want to encourage Americans, you must do whatever it takes to defy the powers that be to fight for your freedom. It's very important, folks. It won't take place in the next election. Don't depend on that. Take a stand. Learn from what I'm telling you about what's happening there in Israel. Because let me tell you, every day,
Michael, it's time
the pressure
to take a break.
Is more and more and more.
Break.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
The disease of addiction is a life-altering challenge, not just for the person suffering its effects, but also for the family and friends who support and love the one caught in its grasp. What should be the course of treatment? Who is the best person to render treatment? And what is the best place to go for the care that is needed? We know that you want answers to these and many more questions. Call 770-696-9862 and speak to a representative of the Atlanta Healing Center. They can tailor a program specifically designed to address the needs of the person suffering with an addiction or give you guidance as to where that help may be found. Information is the key, and the trained staff at AHC is here to assist. If you wish, you can also get more information on the website located at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel and America's Web Radio. And I want to thank everybody that's listening. And I want to encourage you to support America's Web Radio. Allow them to take your business to the next level because of the impact that it will bring by the millions of listeners that come to get the truth about what's happening in the United States, in Israel, and around the world. So I want to say thank you again to America's Web Radio that we can join forces to bring the truth to the American people. I want to also encourage you to go to the Insight to Israel Facebook page, see all of our interviews. We're doing a series of interviews currently called Jews in Exile, and it's Israeli Jews that have felt this pressure from the government to take this injection, to submit to their demands. They've lost their employment. Actually, they're divided from their families. Folks, this whole thing is dividing families like you cannot imagine. And so I want to encourage you to go to the Insight to Israel page and watch our video interviews there, not only with Israelis from every walk of life at the grassroots level, but as we also do interviews with people from other countries and people working politics in other countries and talk about what's happening there and what they're hearing about Israel that's happening here. Because they're not always getting the truth, that's for sure. But one of our recent interviews, which was a huge hit, was with Dr. Zelenko, who was one of Trump's doctors, and he is speaking the truth about what is not only happening in Israel as it is being the test case, the lab rats, but also encouraging Americans to continue to fight for their freedom and stand up for their human rights, their God-given human rights first, and their constitutional rights second. And he actually, Dr. Zelenko, actually spoke to many of the rabbis here about what is happening in Israel. And it was quite shocking because Dr. Zelenko, in our interview with him, talked about how corrupt the Israeli government is. And, you know, all the media here has been bought and paid for. Even the independent journalist folks here in Israel. And I want to not just talk about independent journalists. I want to talk about the Christian journalists. I want to talk about big media outlets like CBN News, the Christian Broadcasting Network, run by Pat Robertson. And if you go to CBN News, Chris Mitchell is the station manager here. And if you go to CBN News or go to Dateline Jerusalem in Facebook or on their website or in Instagram, you will find nothing about what is happening here on the ground. Folks, Insight to Israel goes to the protests. and interviews the people on the street and lets you see firsthand not only their to hear their voice, but to see their face and what these people are doing to fight for their freedom. You won't see that from CBN News and Dateline Jerusalem and Chris Mitchell. You won't see it because most, I will say, all of the English-speaking journalists and the Christian journalists that are here on a work visa, on a press pass, they either are too stupid. I think I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and call them very stupid. But the reality is, not only are they stupid, but they're here on a work visa. They're here on a press pass, and they don't want to speak out in opposition or criticize the Israeli government. And so if you go to their information, I'm telling you, I monitor it on a regular basis. None of them will talk about the mask mandates, the injections. They don't even touch it, okay? They'll talk about how Israel's the most vaccinated country in the world, the most injected country in the world, but they'll never, ever talk about, well, where are the dead and damaged? Who are they? What's the percentage? The Ministry of Health here has never released the numbers. Now, there's much more for Insight to Israel to talk about than Nazi mandates here in the Jewish state. But currently, right now, this is the biggest topic that we can talk about because it was Israel, like I said, the first to sign a contract with Big Pharma, the only country that is used as a test case for other governments to promote the injection. Because if they lie here and say, no, no, there's nothing wrong with it, everyone's fine, everyone's fine, then those governments will say the same to their people. And might I also add, the application for the Green Passport was developed and designed by the Israeli military, sold to Communist China. We've done interviews, we've shown the facts across the board for all of this, sold to Communist China when they went cashless just a few years ago, like 3-4 years ago, and used as a test case for the application. And now the government of Israel is selling that green passport to the nations. As a matter of fact, Greece was one of the first countries that they sold the program, the application for the green passport to. Why was that? Just so happens that the president of Pfizer is not only Jewish, but he's Greek. And Greece is a big ally to Israel. And so this is why the Greeks were the first to sign on, the Greek government, not the Greek people. They're fighting for their freedom in Greece. And we're going to show you videos of that at a later date in one of our interviews. But Greece was the first to sign on with the green passport. And so the government here has entertained the nation's leaders. As a matter of fact, we actually have pulled from the government website in English the agreement between the World Economic Forum and the Israeli government to provide all the technology, basically, may I say, to take over the world. Now, I don't blame the Jews for this. Absolutely not. I blame unfortunately, a government that is made up of Jews that are bringing tyranny to Jews. Might I emphasize that? Might I emphasize that? So, this is the situation here in Israel, and, you know, we're going to continue to tell the truth. We're the only media outlet in the state of Israel that's English-speaking and non-Israeli that is telling the truth about what's happening here at Ground Zero. Biblically speaking, what happens in Israel is coming to your nation. And you should be aware of that. Because this is God's land. All of the world is God's creation. But this is God's land. Carved out by the feet of Abraham. Conquered by the armies of Joshua. Ruled and reigned by a king named David. And restored by biblical prophecy in Isaiah. I still believe this is God's land. But as we've seen in the past, to current day, Israel is under dictatorship of a government. Not just one person, but an entire government. And the rights have been stripped from them. And we need to pray for the Jewish state. We need to pray for the Jewish people. 2 million fighting. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. This is a fight for freedom. They're losing everything. People here are literally going hungry because they're losing everything because they refuse to take this injection. And I want to encourage you folks to do that. Go to the Insight to Israel page. We're going to connect more. This is just the second show of the rebirth relationship with America's Web Radio. And we're going to start doing some live videos for America's Web Radio. So this is where we're at. And we really want you to be more involved with America's Web Radio and with Insight to Israel by going to both of our Facebook pages and sharing the information we provide, whether it's America's Web Radio providing it or Insight to Israel. We really need you to go there and share all of our information in order to continue to keep the truth getting out there. Some of the other work that we're involved with is, again, creating relationships with other countries so that we can do a comparison as to what's happening in those countries in Europe. Because remember, keep in mind, all this is a domino effect. What happens in Israel is ground zero, and it sends a shockwave all across Europe and into the United States. Now, in Europe, wow, folks, I don't know if you've seen the underground media, which is what we consider ourselves now because we are speaking outside of the majority, 99% of the mainstream media. We consider ourselves the underground media because we know that if there are certain things we say that we can be blocked on Facebook, banned on Instagram. I've actually, Insight to Israel's already been banned for life on YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So, you know, those are three media outlets we're not using now. But what we're doing is we're linking up with leaders in other countries to not only allow them to tell their story about what's happening in their country, but to tell them the truth about what's happening in Israel that their media is not telling, like Israel's on the fourth shot, the majority of people who have taken it, so that they can relay that message back to the people in their country to encourage them to continue to fight. Not only do we talk about what's happening, but we actually let them see and hear the voices of Israelis that are giving their personal stories about what they're going through. Right now, we are in the process. We're contacting people. There's Facebook pages, and I'm shocked at the fact that they haven't been banned. But there are Facebook pages where people go on and put their testimony about being damaged minor, major ways by the injection, whether it's the first, the second, or the third. They write down their story. And so what I've been doing is I've been going to each of these people on Facebook individually and telling them I'm very sorry about the damages that have come from this injection and damaged your body. And we need, it's very important for your voice to speak loud to not only to your people, but also to the world so that they can understand what's happened to you. sadly enough, about half of those people are so distraught by what's happening to their life because they've been damaged. And two things, the doctors will not link it to the injection. When they had no health issues in the past, I'm sure we've heard many, many stories along these lines, the doctors will not tie the two together, the person's damages or the person's death, to the injection. They always cover it up and say that they died of corona, even if they didn't. And so many times these people are so beat down and psychologically damaged after receiving day after day of pressure to take this injection. Now they've taken it, thinking that they're going to get their freedom back, and they don't. Folks, listen, there is no freedom in Israel. If you hear anything otherwise, it's a lie. It's a deception. So, but they're so damaged and distraught and beat down mentally and emotionally and now physically that they are reluctant to even speak. And it's very sad. It's very, very sad commentary for the people here that are fighting for their freedom. It's very sad because, you know, I had one guy tell me, he said, well, why should I say anything? He said, I've already taken it and the damage is done. And I can't wrap my mind around that because there should be an anger knowing that legally the manufacturer, and this is in the United States too, the manufacturer and the government who forced, coerced you, your company who said that they would terminate you, your friends and your family who said they would separate from you unless you take this injection, that there is no recourse for any of the manufacturer or the government for either your death or the damages that are done to you by these injections. And so it's like people give up hope. They give up the fight. They don't get angry about what's been done to them. And they say, okay, what's the point? The only thing I can think about now is my health, because without my health, I'll cease to have life. And so this is what I'm coming across. About 50% of those people will not speak up. And it's a very sad commentary. Now, let me add this on a lighter note, and I want to move away from Israel and talk about I just got off the phone this afternoon with a gentleman that works in Romanian politics. Let me use them as an example. Romania is wide open. Millions of people go to the streets, millions, to march in the streets in cities all across Romania. There are two major cities. You have Bucharest, which is the capital, the largest city, and then you have Cluj-Napoca, which is the second largest city. But all over the country, millions of people protest when they tried to force the green passport on them, even though they haven't injected. Keep in mind, 80% of the people have not injected. They say that number could be much higher because of the corruption and the people pay off the doctors, you know, for their vax card because they don't have a green passport. But the government wants to introduce it to them, and so they were trying to pass a law to issue the green passport. And so people said, if you're going to refuse me services because I haven't been injected, we'll cut you off at the pass, and we just won't do anything. They spent like 2 days not going to shops, not going to gas stations, not going to the mall, nothing. And people lost so much money because of it. And so just today, the government backed down from it. Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine everybody was in agreement and they did not go to their job, they did not go to the shopping center, they didn't go to the mall, nothing. And the government saw how this would cripple the economy. That's sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. That's sacrifice. That is sacrifice for freedom. Because what this guy told me, he said, listen, Michael, We've only had our freedom for 30 years since 1989. And yet we have yet to even begin to taste it. And so we understand what this forced injection, what this green passport is about. Because if that were the case, then they should stop selling cigarettes and alcohol if they're really concerned about our health. But they won't because they tax it. So Romania right now, Bulgaria, Hungary, wide open, folks. There's no mask mandates, nothing. Nothing. Zero. No forced injections, nothing. Nobody losing their job, nothing. If you can imagine that, imagine it for yourself. Because we know the United States is in a different position. We know Israel's in a different position. We know Canada and Australia, different positions. So fight for your freedom. Anyway, we have about 15 seconds left, and I want to say thank you to everyone who listened to America's Web Radio and Insight to Israel. I want to say catch us every Tuesday. Go to our Insight to Israel page. Thank you to America's Web Radio.
Actually, Michael,
for allowing us to bring the truth, and we're honored to work with you, and we love you.
Michael, we do have...
God bless.
Michael.
Have a fantastic day.
Michael, we do have some extra time. We're... You looked at your watch wrong.
I'm sorry?
You looked at your watch wrong. We have about...
Okay, because I got the stopwatch on.
Yeah, well, we've got
all right.
About 4 minutes to go.
4 minutes. And so I want to continue to say thank you, and let me encourage you to go to the Insight to Israel page and to share all of our videos, please.
By the way, if folks want to email you, they can either email you direct from your page, or they can send an email, Insight to Israel, General Manager at America's Web Radio, and we'll make sure that Michael gets it. And if you have a question about Israel and what's going on, be sure and email us, and we'll be glad to pass that on to Michael, and he can address your emails, your concerns, your questions. We had friends that were going to Israel, and I put them in touch with Michael to find out what it was like coming from the U.S., and excuse me, it was not a pretty picture of what they had to do when they get there, and the green passports and all of this stuff. So if you have questions, you're planning a trip or whatever, don't hesitate to drop us an email, and we'll be glad to pass it on to Michael and let him address your questions on the next show. So,
And David, I appreciate that. And let me say real quick, because I know our time's limited, but I used to give free tours in Israel, and I would have gladly given those women a tour of the country. The problem is that I don't have the green passport, and so therefore I can't get into any place.
Right, right. And, you know, that makes it tough. We want to encourage everybody to take a look at our website. We've got such interesting programs on the Doctor's Lounge, telling the truth about COVID, wearing stupid masks and everything else. And you need to tune in. That's on Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock, and it is a great show. We've also got Pete Mecca on with a veteran story tomorrow, every Wednesday. And Pete does a fantastic job and interviews some of the most interesting veterans you could ever hope to listen to from all over the country. And then we do another veteran show on Thursday morning. We have a business hour on Friday, and our classic car show on Saturday, followed by the Classic Auto Mall. And that's in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. They just joined our family, and it's a great show talking about classic cars, how you can buy and sell them and do it through the mall, and very interesting. We just have, all in all, we have some of the most interesting programming of any radio station in the country, and the biggest compliment that we have is that one of the frequently watched cable news services many times will follow up a story that we've done and then follow through with it and add another twist to it. So it's always a compliment to be copied. And with that being said, Michael, we're going to have to fade away and move into the sunset. Thank you again for the show, and we look forward to next week and more insight to Israel. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, David.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.